Actividad simultánea número 3. Instrucciones. Interpreta. Larceny.
This is State versus Francisco Garcia. The state is represented by Ms. Ann Alexander.
Present, Your Honor.
And Mr. Garcia is present along with his attorney, Mr. Duncan Phillips.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Garcia, this is your preliminary hearing on charges of larceny, a felony. In this hearing, the state must prove that a crime was probably committed and that the defendant probably committed that crime. If the state carries its burden of proof, the defendant will be bound over for trial in the district court. Is that clear?
Your Honor, my client understands the purpose of this hearing.
Very well. Mr. Garcia, you are charged with one count of larceny, a violation of State Statute 6-3-402A. Have you read the felony information?
Your Honor, Mr. Garcia is unable to read English, but the interpreter has read the document to him in Spanish.
Very well. Mr. Garcia, you are charged with one count of larceny. Larceny is a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 10 years, a fine of not more than $10,000, or both, if the value of the property is $1,000 or more. Mr. Phillips, have you discussed the maximum penalty provided by law with your client?
Yes, Your Honor. My client understands the maximum penalty.
The state may call its first witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state calls Officer Taylor Matthews.
Please raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please be seated.
Please state your full name for the record.
Taylor Don Matthews.
How are you employed?
I am a state highway patrol officer.
And on January 15th of this year, did you respond to a call regarding suspicious activity at Rockies Motorsports?
Yes. At approximately 9:15 p.m., we received a call from the dispatch center. Mr. John Green lives across from the Rockies Motorsports, and he called.
And what did Mr. Green say?
He said that he had observed a gray van with yellow lights on the roof parked on 5th Street beside the chain-link fence of Rockies Motorsports, at 5701 5th Street. Mr. Green said that the van left, made a U-turn, and backed up to the fence of Rockies Motorsports.
And what happened then?
According to Mr. Green, he saw three people exit the van, open the back doors, and cut a hole in the chain link fence. The suspects then pushed a four-wheeler into the back of the van. They got into the van and left.
And what happened next?
Mr. Green got into his vehicle and called 911. As he followed the suspect along 5th Street, he continued to follow the van as it entered Interstate 35 and never lost sight of it until Officer Fred Bates and I stopped it at mile marker 129.
So you stopped the van. What happened next?
I approached the van on the driver's side and saw that there were three occupants. They were later identified as Mr. Jose Munoz, Mr. Rigoberto Ruiz, and Mr. Francisco Garcia.
Do you see those individuals here today?
Yes. Mr. Francisco Garcia is the co-defendant in this case. He is sitting next to the defense attorney, wearing black pants and a blue shirt, with lettering that reads, "The Fast and the Furious."
Let the record reflect that the witness has indicated the co-defendant in this matter, Mr. Francisco Garcia. And what happened next?
I asked the driver of the van what he was doing. He indicated that he did not speak English. Officer Bates then asked them what he was doing in Spanish, and the driver said that they were picking up a four-wheeler for their boss. Officer Bates then requested and received their permission to search the van.
And what did you find when you searched the van?
We found a yellow four-wheeler with VIN number 2HFTE-327-994-001-973. belonging to Rocky's Motorsports. We also found some brown leather gloves and bolt cutters.
Did you find any evidence suggesting that the suspects had permission to pick up the four-wheeler?
No, we did not. Mr. Rocky Carlson, owner of Rocky's Motorsports, stated that he had not given any permission to take the four-wheeler in question.
And based on your experience and training, do you believe that the bolt cutters you found could have been used to cut the chain link fence?
Yes.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Counselor, you may cross.
Thank you, Your Honor. Officer, I didn't understand very well. Who was driving the van?
Mr. Jose Munoz.
So it was not my client, Mr. Francisco Garcia?
No, it was not. Mr. Garcia was one of the passengers.
And did my client, Mr. Garcia, speak to you during your search of the van?
Very little.
So it was Mr. Munoz who stated that they were picking up the four-wheeler for their boss?
Correct.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Are we finished with this witness?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes.
Next witness.
No further witnesses, Your Honor.
We will take a 5-minute recess before defense calls their first witness.